From KUOW Seattle, this is The Record. I'm Steve Scher.
And I'm Marcy Silman. Late last week, Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper accused Canada's Chief Justice of trying to discuss a court case with him. That just added another log to the burning dispute between these two branches of government. Vancouver Sun columnist Vaughn Palmer is with us once again. Hi, Vaughn.
Oh, how are you?
Good.
I like the music by Television, by the way.
Oh, good.
You can tell I'm an old rock critic.
Well, Vaughn, take us a step back. Why is there a problem between Stephen Harper's government and the Supreme Court?
So this is being called our Prime Minister's Nixonian moment, and you've got the deans of all the Canadian law schools. You've got a dozen former heads of the Canadian Bar Association denouncing the Prime Minister on this one. Try not to give you too much background, but recently the Supreme Court of Canada turned down a judge that the Prime Minister had nominated for the Supreme Court. The court ruled that the judge wasn't qualified. That could have been the end of the story. That was embarrassing enough for the Prime Minister. But then Prime Minister Stephen Harper last week comes out with a statement. He says that the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court of Canada, Beverly McLaughlin, inappropriately tried to contact his office about this case and that he refused to talk to the chief about it because he was advised that it was inappropriate for him to do so. Chief... It's not the end of the story. Comes out, Beverly McLaughlin. You know, the judges don't usually talk about these things, right? She comes out with a statement that says she did nothing of the kind. She did not try to contact the Prime Minister about a case that was before the courts, which would be inappropriate. What happened is that there was loose talk in the country that the Prime Minister was getting ready to appoint a judge to the High Court who may or may not be qualified. He was a federal court judge, but he didn't meet the legal requirements for the High Court. There's a technical issue, right? But the issue, the central issue, isn't technical at all. The case was not before the High Court when she tried to relay a concern to the Prime Minister's office. So it's really messy, but you've essentially got people saying that the Prime Minister should set the record straight and make it quite clear that he is not impugning the integrity of the Chief Justice of the country, because the system can't stand this, right? I mean, judges are not supposed to speak out, but if the judge, if the Chief Judge in the country had crossed the line that way, I think people would be calling for her resignation. But it appears that the Prime Minister misled the country about her conduct.
You have any idea what the final outcome is going to be?
Right. You know, Stephen Harper's been Prime Minister of Canada since 2006. He has been under attack, and he's got lots of critics. But his conduct lately, I have to say, is starting to reinforce the worst things that his critics say about him. I think this is a major, major embarrassment. It's one thing to attack your political opponents. That will happen all the time. Americans will be familiar with the fact that the president doesn't always like what the Supreme Court of the United States says. But you don't come out and attack in this kind of a roundabout way. Suggest that the Chief Justice behaved inappropriately.
Wow. Well, we'll move from politics to more stickier politics. TransCanada Corporation says the Keystone XL pipeline is costing them a mint. The company is blaming regulatory delays on us, and they want to, us meaning the U.S., and they're considering legal action under NAFTA. What are they saying?
Well, the pipeline, as you know, has been held up a bunch of times by the president for various reasons, and is a very controversial issue in both countries. But this is the first indication I've seen from the company, said last week that they're looking at legal action. So under the North American Free Trade Agreement, the Canada and the United States agreed that investors would be treated fairly in each other's countries. So an American company trying to invest in Canada would get the same treatment as a Canadian company and vice versa. And essentially, this legal challenge would be the Canadian company, TransCanada, claiming that it is being treated unfairly as an would-be investor in the United States.
Well, that's interesting. So that's what the legal standing is,
yeah.
that clause of NAFTA. How much money are we talking about
here? Well, $5 or $6 billion.
A lot of money.
In fact, they say they're not saying how much they're over budget, but they say they've already spent a couple of $1 billion on this project, and overall it's $6 billion. As you will be aware, I think the Republicans are trying to somehow or other get this one veto-proofed and through the U.S. Congress. I don't like their chances, but this one's not going away.
I think they're going to be waiting till after the next elections this fall. Finally, we cannot talk about Canada without a check-in of on the whereabouts this week, I guess, of Toronto Mayor Rob Ford. It's like that where's Carmen, whatever.
Yeah.
Where is Rob Ford?
So Ford gets caught on video again last week, and the video makes the rounds, and it's crack smoking again and
right.
swearing and racism. So he announces he's going to take a leave of absence from his office and seek rehab for alcohol treatment. Good move. Long overdue. Gets on a private plane, flies to Chicago for treatment for some reason yet unexplained, chooses not to enter the United States, and disappears. Nobody's exactly sure where he is. His lawyer says he is getting rehab, won't say where, and I gather this morning Ford phoned a Toronto radio station and said the rehab is going well, leave him alone. I guess if he's getting rehab, that's good, but the guy just can't seem to avoid controversy.
So he took a leave. He did not step down from office.
No. Oh, God, no. No, he's running for re-election.
Well, wait. So he's in rehab somewhere undisclosed, and
yes.
he's running for re-election?
Yes, yes. Absolutely.
What does this all mean?
Well, there's also speculation that his brother, who is pretty much his only remaining fan, may step in and run for mayor instead if Rob decides after the rehab not to go for the top job. But look, this story's not over yet. We will continue to keep you updated.
Well, we like that there's a lot of spice in Canada right now, Vaughn.
Well, as Bill Clinton said, Rob Ford single-handedly dismantled every known stereotype about Canadians.
And we celebrate that. Vaughn Palmer, columnist for the Vancouver Sun and regular Wednesday guest on The Record. Great to speak with you again.
Bye-bye.
It is The Record on KUOW.